بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. محضرت مولانا مسیح اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم مجلس محبت و خود اذا اٹھاتا ہے when you got love for someone then there's no such thing as pain, there's no such thing as if there's anything that because you're not doing properly because of lack of love. Anything that you do, the thing becomes very easy when you've got muhabbat. When a person got muhabbat for a person, then that person will be called you in any part of the night. It can be raining, the most dangerous place. But if you got true muhabbat, you'll go through all those difficulties and think nothing about it. Everything becomes easy. So if we do anything and there's a lack in that, it's because of lack of. That is what Hazri says. Jab haq taala se muhabbat ho jati, when you got love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then love Allah ta'ala is in you. Nothing written in front of the forehead about love for Allah ta'ala. No one can say. But when you got the love for Allah ta'ala in you, to jo iza pahunchti hai, any kind of harm caused from anyone, any kind of harm, whether it's your wife, whether it's your children, whether it's an outsider, whether it's a stranger, no matter who it is, ye soch kar ke khalqullah khalqullah. The only way that he becomes difficult for him to cause harm, he begins to think that khalqullah, this all are the creation of Allah for the children of Allah. The children of Allah. Now when you got this in your heart that they're the children of Allah, what will you do? Now it comes to know that if you got true love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala's children. Allah Ta'ala's children. Your own children, when you come to know, you don't cause any harm to them. You make sure this but that you know what, even they cause any inconvenience to you too. I won't forget that one incident by Hazarji, that when father came and told Hazarji, my son hit me, you know, and he chased me. Or whether he chased him or didn't chase him, but he went up. So what do you think Hazarji told him? I tell him, they're out. Go back to the house. Don't leave the house. Now you and I, if someone come and tell us that, you know, my father, my son hit me and he threw me out of the house, you say, don't go back. Don't go back. But the Hazrat says, wo to aapka bachcha hai. Wo aapka bachcha hai. That's your child after all. Where else can you go beside that house? In other words, this will show you that if that can incident take place nowadays too, we must remember this incident, what I'm talking about. Because you must know that every creation is a children of Allah. It's a hadith of Nabi Karim. Just imagine that any kind of inconvenience cause or harm cause from anyone, whether it's a child, a wife, a man, sabki is a bardashkar. No, this is something, my dear friends, it's very easy to listen to, but very difficult at times. Very difficult. You can only get that condition in you when you have this in you, that the Krishna is. I am not. That condition can only come into you that anyone caused any harm to you, and you know that this is the children of Allah Ta'ala. That reality can only come into you the time when you have this in mind, at heart, the mind. Because that is the most important thing to bring that person in. Because the moment the wife tells you something out of turn, that is harm, injury. But when you think to yourself, it's coming from where? It's also a creation of Allah. She's also a creation of Allah. What do you do? How can I cause harm? How can I cause harm? Immediately, how can I cause harm? Where is your brother? No matter what kind of injuries he do to you, what kind of harm he do to you. But the question is, you remember this one incident for Allah, is the creator, Allah's creation, Allah's children, then you can begin to tolerate the whatever the circumstances are. Isko kehte insan. This is what you call that in reality, that you really come to know who you are. Otherwise you cannot. Ye tamam makhlooq Allah ke bachche hain. Ke izaf hota hai. Kyunki mohabbat ka ye khasta hai. The speciality of mohabbat is the effect, the most important speciality of this. Ke mehboob ki nazar. How you build the beloved, you try your level best that you make sure that you tolerate all kind of harm from him. Likewise, whatever harm is caused from his creation, is the same. Wa Allah bachcha. Allah ka. So just imagine by you using this one, that Allah bachcha. Then there's no such thing you'll cause any harm to anyone. So asar ye hoga, dusra asar ye hoga. One is this, you got in mind, that anyone cause harm to you is Allah bachcha hafiz. In that way you won't get angry also. In that way you won't take revenge also. In that way you won't cause any harm also. In that way you won't think bad of that person too. How if everything comes in this thing by just having this one thought? And then secondly this much? Take care. Dusra asal ye hoga, apni zaat se kisi ko izza na pahunchaye. This is the most important thing. Apni zaat hai, upon your own self, you will make sure you won't cause any harm to him. Do you know something? You can write a book on this. When this one statement that on that you will cause no harm to anyone else is, you can write a big book on this. Why? Kahi mehboob ka baal bachon ki koi takleef pahuncha karte hai. Koi mehboob. Mehboob is a beloved one. His children, do you cause any kind of takleef? As you love your sheikh, you love it. You love your sheikh. Likewise, you love his children too. You won't worry what kind. As you love your ustad, you love your ustad's children too. Whether the child is bad or good, do not consider that my ustad. My ustad. Why do you love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Sayyid, why do you love a Sayyid? But you never say any kind of Sayyid is bad. What does that not do with you? What does that do to what he is doing, what he is not doing? That's got nothing to do with you. He is a Sayyid, khalas. The love that you have for Sayyid is because of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, there was a very great saint. It so happened that people were flocking for him and sitting around him and the rest of it too. Then one Sayyid was there, you know. So he told his brother Hazrat, you know, you've got people surrounding you so much and no one coming to me. He said, because I am following your dada. I am following? In other words, give you an indication. You follow your dada. That's what you're supposed to do. So yeah, this one point to show you this much, how important it is that when you see a Sayyid too, don't ask him, wow, whether you say it or not. Today, I know one Sayyid from South Africa. When he comes, when he comes to the Madhya Hazrat, he should make him sit in the front. He never asked the question, you know what I mean, Sayyid is the word. The moment he has Sayyid, he becomes something. So you and I, if someone attends the Sayyid, don't ask him, give me some proof. What proof do you want? He said he's a Sayyid. Because you only respecting him because of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nothing else. Why do you go and respect the Madinatul Munawwara? For what? For what you respect Madinatul Munawwara? Because the one who is there in Madinatul Munawwara, that you respect everyone. Even the streets you put. Everyone you respect. There's not a person you not respect in Madinatul Munawwara. You respect everyone, whether the street sweeper, whether it is, because why come to Madina? Come to from Madina to Munawwara. That is what he put. Now when he comes here to South Africa, you respect him, why we came to Madina? Do you know something when he gets khajur coming from Madinah to Nawara is something else, and khajur comes from something else? Hazrat Maulana Rashid Gongohi Rahmatullah, his love was so profound for seeing that, you know, you can, I cannot do that. Even the seed of the khajur, he should actually grind and use it. It's itni qadar. The love that you have, in other words, you know, when the shawl should come to him, he should kiss the shawl. Well, it's made in China. But why he should kiss his shawl? The wind of Medina has touched it. The wind of Medina. So just to tell you that muhabbat, you know, when you got muhabbat, that's Allah Ta'ala, then his children, you begin to love them. You do not look at the fault of that person. And you don't look at the fault of the person from Medina to Nawara. When he comes there to nomadic or no beard, nothing. But where he came from? Hazrat Maulana Yaqub Qasim Nanoti Rahmatullah Ali, when he was in Deoband, one person came from Thanaband. And who he was? A Bangi. Bangi. Trash person. But what happened when he came to Maulana Deoband? Actually, he made his fitna. So someone told Hazrat, aap ek Bangi hai, ek Bangi. And he made his fitna. He said, tumne to Bangi samjha, main tumko Thanvi samjha. You know, I took him at my sheikh's place, he came from my sheikh. When you begin to love your sheikh, you begin to love his children too. You begin to love the place he comes from too. So we're just trying to show you what love is. So likewise, you've got love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything thereafter, you begin to love it. If that person goes harm to you, you think to yourself, you know, Atta'ullah, the children of Allah. Khamush. So when a person tells you Sayyidina Mother said it, like one person, you know, he asked, he said, Sayyidina, give me some proof. So he said, I don't know of any proof, but I know that people call me Sayyidina. I'm Sayyidina. However, he was a learned person, so when he went to sleep, Maidan Hashar came. And there, everyone begging for water to drink and all. And he is also coming to drink his water too. He came forward to drink water. He says, wait, who said, why? He says, I'm the Ummah. He says, give me proof. Mm-hmm. When you ask proof for the Sayyid, I want proof for yourself in the Ummah. So just to show you what Muhammad can do, if you got true Muhammad, you got true Muhammad. Who is Qanil Rahmatullah, his muhabbat is something else, ajeeb. His muhabbat was at the time in the battle when Hazrat Nabi Kareem's tooth Mubarak and was broken. He did not know which one he broke, what is it? Ajeeb muhabbat that was. So I'm just trying to tell you, when you have true muhabbat for Allah Ta'ala, true muhabbat for Allah Ta'ala, then you try to level this and I must tolerate any kind of harm caused from any of his children. Just as a child from your ustad child caused any harm to you, come and tell you words upon words you tell nothing but the ustad child. This is the children of Allah Ta'ala. What you are supposed to do, that any kind of harm they caused to you too, it will not be negated. I hope it all sits in our mind and hearts. Because we're going to face all these kind of things all the time. Someone tell you something, someone tell you something, something, all kind of things. Against your nature, so many things people are going to tell you. But you must overlook it because it's for Allah, Allah's will. So he says, Dusra agar ye ho gaya, apni zaat se kisi ko iza na pahunche. From your own self now, when you know that, well, I must be able to tolerate it. I myself must not cause any harm to anyone. This is the most difficult thing. I myself must not. 24 hours we are faced with this kind of situation. 24 hours. When a person will tell you something out of turn. Now how you tolerate it? This is how you tolerate it. You will not say one word. If someone has to be vulgar with you too, you won't say one word. Whether a small child too, or a big person, no matter how important that person is, no matter, but you will think to yourself, I must not be tolerated. Is that nothing? I must not try to cause any inconvenience to anyone. Do you know inconvenience to anyone? You read in namaz there? The masjid is big. You read namaz the back when you enter the sum of the space, you come, leave, you leave that part, you leave the whole mosque, you leave, you leave right in the front. Right in the front there, where the shoes are kept, you read the Hazrat, you read namaz there. Hazrat, you read namaz there that no one can run bypass to. That is also all part of income. One person comes there, he parks the car anyhow. He comes and let me read my namaz. First we park the car anyhow, and he goes away. And he comes and joins the namaz. He thinks, Hazrat, I am not going to read namaz. Wahan baar ke logon ko takleef ho rahi. All this comes in this thing. Everything comes in this thing. Yeah. He comes outside, he's thinking, wow, mashallah, you know, he's very good. You put him, you call the inconvenience to people's homes too. You just park in one person to park with the gates. No, I'm going in the mosque, man, read namaz, mashallah, read namaz. If the car is parked in the way, that the person can't come out also. He can't walk in the street. But he is happy when he's here. The only thing when he comes out, mask. That is not the tree, this is the building, okay. Very big taklif. How you park the car? How you keep your shoes? People, when they come out of the shoes, they hit the jumper flat on the ground. If while you read namaz, that is all called, all this is what you call you. The thing is, small thing is a very big thing. Kisiku apne haat se taklif. One buzruk. Before you know when to travel, they should travel in jungle everywhere. So when they read namaz, they just put on stick in front. They don't put in front. Just imagine, teach you, they must teach you, put the stick aside. Why not in the front? People think making shirk. That's why you put it aside. They put it on the side, not in the center. So that was the way that should read namaz. So one buzruk put his stick and he started namaz. So while he read namaz, another buzruk came. And he put his stick there too, and started namaz. But while he's in namaz, that one stick put the other stick down. However, the buzu stood up and finished namaz and took his stick and walked away. The other buzu, when he finished, he went behind this buzu. Hazrat, maafi chahta. Kya maafi chahta? Please forgive me. What happened? The stick fell down. So kya ho? I gave you taklif to bend. I gave you taklif to bend. And we tell our wife to bend so many times. She's bending for us so many times. How many taklif we giving to her? We never even thought like that too. If something fallen down, we won't pick it ourselves. We can let the next person pick it up. You know, these are things when you come to realize how important it is. These are things, how important it is. Would you and I, that one sahabi, only one thing Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, whenever you do something, do it yourself. So while he was on a horse, when the stick fell down, he came down and picked it up on his own. He picked it up on his own and took the stick. We today, we take our shoes off, she must pick your shoes and put in a place. We got this in your mind, that all this you have in your mind, you must not give in. This is called Iza Punjab. Iza Punjab. This one hadith, it goes through very far. It tells you what was this. When you enter your house too, you make sure how you enter. When you keep the things you're supposed to keep. Not to just throw away everything. In your own office also. Apne haan se jok jok mujhko takleef pahunchaye jaise jiska aap asa bhi dekh. So just imagine that person asa fell down, he told him that, why I gave takleef with it. So it was a mask here, because they don't take anything at heart. See, we take things at heart. They do not take in the heart. Kuch takleef. Kuch takleef take. So this is what we are lacking today. Lacking today. So what our duties are. That anyhow, You put that jumper outside there, that when you come into the mosque, you just left your sandals there, you're by the door, and you came in the mosque. Wash, wash. Someone come and kick it, and what happens? Another bad thing is when you have no place with the shoes, you take the next person's shoes out and you put another your own shoes there.
No.
Most of all, you came late. And yet, poor man came early and left his tent very nicely. Hazrat came there now, took that one out and put this one there. Now, these things we are laughing, but it's happening. How you just enter the masjid, just do the sandals, just then come up. So, this is what. Khane kabhi ek tareeqa hai? No. When eating too, you make sure this month that you don't get takleef to anyone. Takleef in this sense that if the person eating, don't you have to give him, do not throw anything to him. Today you know the person takes the bread and throw the next person. You take a fruit and throw the next fruit. You do not understand that these are called takleef. And this is what you call Eidha Kuntas. But you don't say anyone. So muhabbat when you got to Allah Ta'ala, muhabbat you got to Allah Ta'ala, then no matter what it is, no matter who that person is, the love that you have for Allah Ta'ala, it prevents you from causing harm to anyone else. Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala. You know, I said, no, my son, how can you talk to him like that? No, my son, leave him, never mind, it's okay. I overlook him, my son. That is Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala. So one is that, another thing is muhabbat mein karwa bhi meetha maloom hota hai. Muhabbat mein karwa hai meetha maloom hota hai. The bitter in the time when in muhabbat, the bitter thing looks sounds sweet too. No matter how bitter it is. But you got muhabbat, that bitterness no more there. No more, there it is. Farmaya muhabbat ho jaate to tamam khaar halke ho jaate. When you got muhabbat, there's no such thing as burden anymore. No burden anymore. When you wake up in the morning for Fajr namaz or wake up in the morning, there's no burden. Muhabbat hai, cancer here. If you want to test your muhabbat, you must think this for the time when your eyes open for Fajr namaz, asim on, but cancer here, ajao. Ek bar nahi, no burden. Hey, I want to sleep more. You want to wake up. This is what you call. Muhabbat is something that you cannot talk about. You cannot say anyone, it's hidden between you and Allah. Only you and Allah. It actually, you can be no matter how sick you are. No matter how sick you are, the love that time you have for Allah, the namaz time comes, you wake up, your eyes open. If a person is habitual to making tahajjud namaz, no matter how sick he is, one is Allah wakes him up. Allah wakes him up. And he wakes up and he comes, no matter how hard it is, at that time is no more burden. Very easy. Very easy. What is that making him easy? That same muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala that is making him easy, that becomes the most difficult thing. Your head is paining, your leg is paining, everything paining. That muhabbat is pulling you, chhod yourself. You still want to do it. Itaat asan ho jati. Itaat, every obedience to Allah Ta'ala becomes very easy. Very easy. Kotai nahi hoti. You don't know what's the meaning of going backwards. There's no backwards, going front. You know, no matter where you go, the time for azan comes, you know, there's a change in namaz pehle. It changes, muhabbat changes. When you got love for Allah Ta'ala, then no matter where you are, no matter how important meetings are, the moment the azan takes place, change where you are. You want a bechen you have. You become completely bechen. Uneasiness could not be caused. You look at so many people who are love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at them the time when they're serving somewhere and they come and they're stopping. No matter how sleepy they may be, but jab tak isha namaz na padhi, aaram nahi. You won't go to sleep. Allah. Kotai hoti hai, agar taqaz hai, basharay ho jati hai, to foreign toba. And one that time, you know, when he wakes up, you know, that little bit, as a bashar, as an insan, you know, I'm feeling very good tired. And you know, let me sleep. Astaghfirullah. Does that make astaghfirullah? I say astaghfirullah. Because why the thought came to me? Why the thought? May astaghfirullah. Straight away, may, because he woke you up. and then you say, no, I'm still asleep. Because the taqa'il bashariyat, all can happen. These are not things that you will look at it and think this much, that there's a fault in you. No, there's no fault. There's also me to become humble. Humble, Allah forgive me, please Allah forgive me. It's not me doing, Wallahu yaqadru layla wa nahar. Allah has a full power of night and day. In other words, you mustn't think you woke up for fajr namaz, you mustn't think you woke up for tahajjud. It's Him that waking you up. The love that we know, the love that comes to Him, then He wakes you up. No one else. So, agar bataqad bashyatu, foreign toba karta hai, talafi karta hai. He's hurt, why is this thought coming to me? Make talafi, I didn't miss. He's making istighfar. So this is what we are at this point of time, which is very, very important, that our muhabbat wal atala and Nabi Muhammad increase. Increase. And the muhabbat, this is the meaning of muhabbat. Like for example, if you look at it, why are we not punctual of mamulat? What's the reason that we are not punctual of mamulat? The Shaykh gives the murid mamulat to make. Why is not punctual? The lack of muhabbat. Lack of? If you got muhabbat for the mamulat, for the Shaykh, and he prescribed a certain thing for you to do, no matter what it is, you do it. No matter what it is, you do it. If during the course of the day, you make sure you do it. When you do whatever it is. As you know that you love a person, the person that you love, I want you to do this every day without fail. Now when you got true love for that person, what will you do? You make sure you continue doing without it. You don't miss it too. Then love for Allah Ta'ala. Love for Allah Ta'ala. Many people you see, you notice that they discard the qaza namazes. After some time it's gone. Lack of muhabbat. Many people they miss up for some fasting in the month of Ramadan. They keep it for some time, it's gone. What's the reason for that? Lack of muhabbat. True muhabbat. Mahazat says, aap log ne kheer samajh rakha. Mahazat says, muhabbat kheer samajh rakha. Otherwise, true muhabbat, then no matter what happens, means wo ada karna. Means wo ada. I'll fulfill that. So one side, we know this, but that muhabbat that's supposed to have, that muhabbat is Allah's children. Allah's children. As you love Allah Ta'ala, you love His children too. And you love His children, you don't cause any harm to you. Likewise, you got muhabbat Allah Ta'ala, that anything, any action, no matter how difficult it is, most difficult, but we got muhabbat for Him, that there's no more difficult at all. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 17 namaz, if I'm not mistaken, they had to carry Him to the namaz. At that time, to He made sure that was. Muhabbat. That love that you have, this is what we must ask Allah Ta'ala for, muhabbat. Sahaba Ikram, muhabbat is something else. Our muhabbat is something else. We cannot even read the muhabbat of Sahaba Ikram. Allah Ta'ala has given them the state radiallahu anhu wa radhu anhu, because there's muhabbat that they had to Nabi Muhammad. They were told that we to do that in Amanna was the dhamma. No matter how difficult. One Sahabi, you know, we begin to think how nice if we are in front of Sahaba. Please don't talk about it. If the Sahabas come to see our condition, they say the munafiq. We can't even talk about it. So we can't even say that. We must say, we are aware, whatever error Allah Ta'ala brought us in, Allah knows best. Many people say, how nice your time Sahaba is. Baba, one Sahabi says, the Nabi was sending somewhere to just to consider the enemies. What was it? One person goes, he only knows what he was going, what was he going through. What he was going through. And yet we can't even spot him. Whatever error Allah Ta'ala brought us, that's the best for us. But do not ever say that is not. That's why their position is something else. Hazrat Moshe Bungay Rahmatullah to say, oh Allah, the little bit of muhabbat the Sahaba gave to us. The little bit of muhabbat. When the Sahabi was getting hanged, that person told him, are you happy now, you, that in your place you put Muhammad Sahaba, are you happy? He said, leave one of me happy, I will not like you, then prick him. In this condition that they are actually going to axe him down. They are going to slaughter him. He is prepared to get slaughtered. But my muhabbat, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So look at his muhabbat and our muhabbat. When our muhabbat is like that, 5-10 namaz, jamaat, we cannot leave. 5-10 namaz jamaat you cannot read. And even if you look at it, israq and all what you got time, you don't read. If you look at it, there's no awabin, you cannot read. The Taraweeh, that Quran will recite, you got enough time, you not read that too. The mamulat that the Shaykh prescribed for you, that you cannot read. You always say, yeh zamana aur hai. Mahadur said, yeh zamana aur hai. So true muhabbat is something which the outcome of this majlis is. Hazrat says, what he said? He said this much. He said that, dusra asal yeh hoga ke apni zaat se kisi ko takleef na pahunche. Apni zaat se, from your own side, you make sure you don't get takleef anymore. If you got that in you, do not get takleef anyone with the action of any kind, then bas, kaam ban gaya. Allah Ta'ala anhum kani tawfiq nasib wa akhir da'wah alhamdulillah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم احسن عاقبتنا في الامور كلها واتمنا في الدنيا وعذاب الاخره ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا